Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm breaking my real bad. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, 1 hour to go in the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on a Thursday, the precursor to Friday. You got your comedian lined up for tomorrow?
I do not. Speaking of that, I'm glad you said something.
4 a.m. again.
I know. I'm glad you said something because I needed to mention to the peoples, to the folks that are planning on coming out to see me at the beginning of February. My date was moved back a week. So they got Billy Gardell, who used to be on Mike and Molly. He was okay.
That guy sucks.
He was a fat guy on Mike and Molly.
You?
Yeah, he well, sucks. It was a good get for the joke joint. And so they were like, hey, can we push you back a week? I was like, yeah, that's fine. I've only told, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners where to get tickets right, and to come see me on February 2nd. They were like, yeah, sorry. But my week has been pushed back 1 week to February 9th and 10th. As I understand, I tweeted out the info. But as I understand it, they've been texting and calling people that had already purchased tickets to let them know that they're going to move them to February 9th and February 10th. So if you want, like, if you need a link to get the tickets, you can just go to barryisfunny.com and there's a link next to the shows for the joke joint. So you can just click right there and get all the way through to tickets. What?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Yeah.
No, I was just messing with you.
Oh, from
yeah,
earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? So let me ask you this before we go any further, because I've been teasing this and I want to get their question to you. But somebody said, what is Joel's thoughts on Green Bay's new DC and GM? So let's get that out of the way.
So Mike Pettine, however you say it, used to be the Cleveland Browns head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that, regardless of what he did as a head coach, he's very highly respected as a defensive coordinator. I liked all the guys they were targeting. Gus Bradley stayed with the Chargers. They wanted Vic Fangio from the Bears. He stayed as well. So they went outside and they got a guy that they feel very confident in. And Rex Ryan already came out and said he thinks that Pettine will be have the number one rated defense in the NFL next year, which I think is a stretch, but I like the hire. I was a little bit less than excited about the general manager in Green Bay, simply because if you know anything about football, Ron Wolf just entered in the Hall of Fame, guy that brought Reggie White to Green Bay. As we talked about coaching trees and trees, the Ron Wolf tree gave you Ted Thompson, gave you so many guys that are in the NFL now. His son, Elliot, was waiting in the wings to be the general manager. And when Craig Larson texted me that Ted was done, I said, no brainer. It's Elliot Wolf's job. And they didn't give it to him. They looked past him.
So are you sentimentally upset or do you think it's a bad football
decision?
No, I think
Elliot Wolf is an extremely savvy evaluator of talent.
Okay.
And here's the crappy thing that I didn't like about the Packers, and it's all over back home. He was the leading candidate for the Lions GM job a year ago, and also one of the leading candidates for the Eagles, and the Packers denied both those teams permission to talk to him and basically said at the time he's the heir apparent to Ted Thompson. A year later, which they didn't expect to happen so soon, Ted Thompson steps down, and they don't give it to him. They instead give it to someone else, and in the process, Elliot Wolf decided, because they asked him to stay, I'm going to Cleveland. I'm getting out of here. And that's a shame because
yeah.
I think even his dad, who gave so much to the franchise, was probably shaking his head going, what else does a kid got to do?
There you go.
So there you have it.
All right. Got that in. And yep. I know there's a lot of Packer fans that listen to the show.
There actually are.
Because of you.
Well, yeah.
Not because of me.
No, not because of you, because you're the exact opposite.
He sounds bitter when he says it. Because of you, Joel.
Yeah.
I was worried when I got the
jump around mention in that he didn't poo-poo on that, but he let it go.
I weighed in yesterday. I had neck spine surgery 2 weeks ago. Can only walk for exercise for 3 months. I've already walked 9 miles today.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys for doing this. That's badass, dude.
That's what we like to hear.
Champion of the world.
Yep.
Speaking of motivation to lose weight, What the hell is OU Mike going to say?
Dude, you asked me, and that's your guy.
What are you motivating me for, OU Mike?
It seems like there's been a lot of negative feedback from this camel race that's coming up. Well, I see Barry is more like a pioneer, like Chuck Yeager or somebody, you know, like, well, of course, a lot of those thrill seekers were killed back then also.
Wait,
and
those
Barry's
what?
Been up front with us. He don't want children. So, I mean, if his testicles get knocked up in his throat, I mean, it'll be just like a smaller, softer version of tonsil balls, you know? So, stay motivated.
Stones, Barry. Mike. Stones.
So, OU Mike, thanks for the call, OU Mike. But his whole motivation for me to break through and do the camel race and not be scared.
And I missed the first part. Hopefully he didn't say anything.
I was asking, that's why. Yeah.
Is that it might push my testicles into my throat? That's your motivation for me to do this? OU Mike, I got to tell you, you're the worst motivator in the world. The absolute worst. That was not an encouraging thing. I need to update. We'll do it at the end of the show, but I put out the poll on Twitter on what I should call my camel for the race on January 19th at Sam Houston Race Park. It's coming down the stretch. It's looking like it's a runaway there, but you can go to my Twitter at Barry's Funny. It's pinned at the top if you want to vote. But we'll do it last segment. I'll officially name the camel for this year for ESPN. That I'll be riding. I'm still nervous about this.
Yeah.
My wife goes, that's a long way down if you fall off.
Yeah. It's going to be so exciting.
You know what's funny is is it a CarMax or one of the guy that has the deceiving ponytail on the commercials? Is it for CarMax? And the one that says where he gets the guy that is trading in the ugly van and says, what's the word he uses? But it's like,
I have no idea.
Buy your car even if you don't buy ours. And he's like, we be DeJanko or whatever like that. There's a new one now, and he's sitting on a camel. And the minute I saw it last night, I'm like, there's Barry right there. I want to see that bad boy kick it in gear. Someone put a shock in that camel's ass.
Somebody said, have you ever heard of people using a tapeworm to lose weight? Not in the modern day society. Maybe that was like back when they used leeches to cure people of things as modern medicine back then.
Because that's safe.
Yeah, somebody said ephedrine was the main ingredient in crystal meth, but I still stand by what I said then. That's a way to lose weight, which I think I might incorporate.
Crystal meth?
Yeah, I might incorporate that into my weight loss program. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to diet. I'm going to do a little meth. You're going to lose some weight. Do you know how much teeth weigh? You lose some teeth, that's a half a pound, probably.
Oh, you're going to have to lose.
Probably. I mean,
you're going to have to lose like 10 teeth.
Well.
10 toofuses.
I mean, you know.
Jeez.
So, yeah, especially if I go on a juice. Who needs teeth if I'm on a juicing diet and do some meth? And, boy, I'm gonna bring this baby home.
No doubt. It's all yours.
Yeah, don't do
you
meth.
You'll be clanking that belt all around.
I don't know why I would even have to say this, but I feel like I would get some letter or I would be called into David Gale's office where I would have to say, come back and say, don't do meth as a weight loss supplement. Just because there's probably maybe one idiot out there that would be like, well, if Barry's going to do meth to lose weight, so am I. Don't do meth to lose weight. I mean, do meth if you want to and just enjoy your Friday.
These health tips are brought to you by Barry Laminack and Barry Laminack alone.
Yeah. Somehow I don't think you're going to get those tips at Houston Family Nutrition. Mo's not going to be advising you on that.
My wife's on the news tomorrow morning. Uh-oh. Breaking news as... radio host Barry Laminack is being blamed for the overdose that occurred last night in the Rice University area. Laminack had no comment at the time we went to the air.
Have y'all noticed this caller? Has this guy ever called before?
UT Mike?
What?
Or is this some sort of troll?
I don't. If this is OU Mike again, we're hanging up on him. Who is this?
Go
UT
ahead.
Mike, you're up. What's up?
No, this ain't OU Mike. This
okay.
UT Mike. I'm trying to have a little clarity to OU Mike's motivation for you, Barry.
Okay.
See, you got to understand, as an OU fan, having testicles down your throat is a huge motivating factor.
Well, he got
he got it in. He almost didn't because he almost laughed himself out of finish.
OU Mike is not happy.
Oh, boy. This is getting off the rails now.
Yes, jeez. It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it is.
USC, Mike.
He's next. No, yeah. Yes. After the break, LSU USC Mike. And, yeah.
The LFA just ranked the motivational speakers on the circuit. Number one, Matt Foley. Number two, OU Mike. Nope. 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 Not it at all. No.
Hey, by the way, as you guys are out and about and driving around, and you were mentioning your show coming up, but again, I want to mention Lisa's running the marathon, the half marathon on Sunday for CAP, Citizens for Animal Protection. She's trying to raise $1,000. So I put it on my Twitter page, but if you guys have a couple bucks you could spare, it'd be great to get her to her goal of $1,000 to hopefully make a difference because, you know, it's an animal thing.
Cool deal.
Yeah. Word. And by the way, I'm getting pictures sent to me of this accident at 59 University. I just hope no one was hurt. An 18-wheeler flipped off the overpass and landed on a car.
Come on. You know you're just worried about traffic.
Underneath? No.
Let's be honest.
When I show you this picture during the break, we all should hope that no one got hurt.
It's that bad?
It's bad.
I haven't seen it on Twitter yet, so.
Yeah, it the 18-wheeler came off the overpass and landed on a car underneath, I think.
Oh,
that's not
that's
good.
Damn.
Not good.
Yeah, that's bad. No. Somebody just sent me a link for, I have no idea what, Gary Cooper. I don't just click random links. I'm sorry. If you could maybe describe it or just post what it's supposed to be, but I'm just not clicking a random link and getting a virus.
Give it a shot.
Nope.
See how it turns out.
Nope.
All right, we still got to get to the guy who was going to be signed by the Lakers, and then TMZ ran a report on his unprotected night of adventures that has led to him not being signed by the Lakers. We'll get to that in a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're in the final, believe this or not, we're in the final hour of the big show today.
Believe it or not. Oh, that's not us. That's another show.
Quit stealing bits, Barry.
You can't do that.
Quit stealing bits.
We have the longest wait time.
You can steal pieces, but you can't steal bits.
We have the longest wait time.
And damn proud of it, too.
In the world.
That's right. Because people love us enough to hang in there.
Of the world, Craig, except the other guy that hung up just now. I like how Jefe said, next up, HCC Mike.
Well, that's who hung up.
Yeah. Adam Keithley.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I should have said his last name.
Well, you just did. You have a knack for that,
oh, well.
Especially today, but yes.
Hey, my wife was in a medical book because they tried using leeches to restore blood flow to her reattached toes after a lawnmower accident when she was four. It was at Texas Children's. Sadly, it didn't work.
Why are you laughing? Who's letting their kid cut the lawn at four?
Now she only has eight toes. So it didn't work, but that's like, I'm assuming this dude doesn't look old, so I'm assuming that's in the last, what? Looking at this dude. He probably, Adam looks
so
like he's,
huh? You can make right now, but I'm,
yeah, there really is. But I'm like, the way he read that, doesn't it say a 4-year-old was cutting the lawn?
Well, it was an accident. You don't know what she, I don't think she was cutting
God,
the lawn.
I hope not.
I'm just thinking, I hope Adam doesn't have
one of those self-propelled manners.
That's one of those things, if you have a foot fetish.
And that's what
like,
I was going to say.
You're like,
you said
hey,
it.
You don't find that out until after you're already engaged or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like, especially if you're saving yourselves, that would suck. That's one of those things you got to get out of the way. Or, hey, can you just wear flip flops on our second date or something? And you're like, oh, I told you I dated a girl with webbed feet. Like, yeah. She had webbed feet like a duck.
You said that, but
sure she wasn't a lab retriever?
That was weird. No. Yeah. She had webbed feet like a duck.
You never know.
But, yeah, I mean, Adam doesn't look he looks like a strapping young man in his mid-30s. So I'm guessing that was maybe 25 years ago or so. So they're still using leeches.
God.
Of course, he said it didn't work, so that'll let you know right there that it's not a
I thought, though, thing. I mean, I guess for blood flow, I guess it could work. But I thought for leeches it was more about cleansing. But maybe I'm
no,
totally
they'll,
wrong
they,
about that.
Yeah, they'll use them for medicine. Like, they'll,
like I
weird.
Thought it was a part of it was you to, like, cleanse and get what's dirty, like the toxins in your body.
Oh, like clean your blood out?
Yeah, like kind of like a flushing type of approach.
I don't know about
I
that.
Guess not.
Gary said that what he was trying to send me was a camel video. Well, it's probably best I didn't
see it,
I
really
see
can't
it, Gary.
Wait for you to.
Dude, so many people
I'm
are
dying,
excited
dying
about me falling off this camel. I think everyone really wants me to fall and hurt myself.
I would certainly call Anton and get some tips from him.
No.
Yeah.
I'd like to
No.
I'd like to be employed.
Best advice anyone could give Barry, get the crash helmet.
I'd like to be employed come January 22nd when I come back. I'm not calling Anson for tips on riding the camel. No, not doing that at all. No, thank you. He busted his face on the camel. I'm not doing that. No, nope.
After the show, Nick's going to be looking for leeches, putting them in his undershorts. I got to get the blood flow. That Granado thing didn't work for me. Now I'm trying the all natural.
The what? Oh, Adam said she was in her dad's lap on the riding lawnmower.
Oh,
just FYI.
God.
She's 31. Yeah, so that was
why is she
27 years ago. They're using leeches at Texas
Children. I knew you were
going to
say that. She was 4 when she was on her dad's lap riding the lawnmower.
Why?
Not 31 and on dad's
lap. Why? Why are you? Why?
Because, Daddy, can I mow the yard with you? Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe Dad was drinking, and next thing you know,
you totally missed
boom.
That, by the way.
She can only count to 18.
All right. You did, and you missed that.
Missed what?
All you had to do was go, yeah. When I said that Nick was going to be frantically finding leeches after the show to put in his underwear because of the fact that the Granado thing didn't work and he was looking to get the blood flow back.
I don't get it.
ImproveYourErection.com.
See, you were doing so well for 2 hours.
Now I'm mad. Now I'm going to the water.
You were killing it for 2 hours. It's then you did a heat check joke and you airballed it. You were Gerald Green in it, and then you just airballed. You went. What is the youngest ball?
You've made your point.
What's the youngest ball? You went half court, 3-point. That happened last night with Gerald Green and what's his name? Bill Worrell goes, oh, there must be a draft in here or something. I'm like,
that reminds me, by the way.
You've used that 1,000 times, but it's still pretty funny.
That reminds me on 2 different fronts.
I'm surprised it took you until the 3rd hour to bring this up, Joel.
You might have missed this, Barry.
What'd I miss?
But both of the gentlemen employed by your favorite NBA basketball team that have a mic in front of their mouth.
The Spurs?
No.
Oh.
Okay. El Jefe. The PA announcer and Mr. Worrell did a little bit of a faux pas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did they say fragrant flow?
No, it was close, though.
No,
First, Nick is texting me because, was it the second time this year that you caught it?
He called the wrong name?
Yeah.
James. Paul.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the first one. The second time was...
That's so great.
It was Gerald Green who hit the 3-pointer.
And he said Dennis Green?
No, and he goes,
Danny Green?
Eric Gordon. Gerald Green.
And so Nick and I are texting back and forth on that one.
That's got to be embarrassing, though.
No, I don't think
there's at least 1,000 people in the stadium.
I said that to Nick, too,
there
by the
not
way.
That
we'll
many
take heat for that. But, it was like a graveyard.
It was sad. It was sad. You see, I always feel like that's the people they've spoken. If you'd have gave me a credential, there'd have been more people there.
But if you talk to LeVar Ball, it'll get revoked.
That's scary, though.
By the way, so Nick and I are texting back and forth on that one in the arena. And as we are going back and forth, Worrell goes, that was P.J. Tucker in the corner with another 3. Nope, that was Chris Paul.
They don't even look close to being this. Like, they're different body types.
The only thing you can think of is they both had the white tights on last night. Yeah. I think
Bill Worrell is—he's got some fogs in his eye.
Well, you also got to take into consideration they moved TV up to the top of the first level.
Yeah, which is not cool.
And it's tough for Bill to see.
Don't they have a monitor in front of them? Just call the game off of that.
Well,
yeah, that makes sense.
Like, why are you looking at the court if it's further than the monitor?
I would have a monitor right in front of me, too.
18 inches in front of your face.
When Gene Peterson and Jim Foley were in the last couple of years, and Gino had a lot of eye problems, Gino was basically calling the game from the monitor. And he was smart about it and asked for a bigger monitor so that he could make sure that he could see what was going on. And I always tell the story, but inevitably it was still great entertainment when Gino and the sultry pipes would... And Utah scores Jeff Hornacek for 3. And out of nowhere, Foley goes, actually, that was Matt Harpring, Gene, but still 3 for the Jazz. You're like, it's great
awesome.
Radio.
That is great. Yeah. Was it yesterday when I mentioned the claimittexas.org?
I think 2 days ago.
Yeah, so somebody's just now texting the show. through the magic of podcasting, I'm guessing, and said, is that claim at Texas legit? I'm not big on putting my social security number in there. Yeah, it is. I put mine in, and I mean, I say it is. I assumed it was, and I'm pretty good at being able to spot the fakes. I check the URLs. I check that it's HTTPS, which is a secure site, and their certificate's been validated by a CA. So, yeah, I get all nerdy before I do stuff like that. So you asked
and
me,
and I asked you right off, the air right away.
I'm usually the guy that has to let other people know, hey, that's probably a fake site. Don't do that. So, no, I felt comfortable with it.
So you and I both did it.
I'm not endorsing it. I'm just going to point that out.
We'll let people know if we get the checks.
Yeah, I'm just going to point it out. I'm not endorsing it. But I felt I personally felt comfortable giving it my social security number because I know that that service actually does exist for the state of Texas.
Well, I'm going to give you more than just a piece of my mind. What about Osimiron Sharara, by the way? Did he get any?
Osiris?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the name. What was it?
I don't know. Osunumu?
I said it sounded like a Starbucks order, so I thought it was like Osimiron.
Osunumu, I don't know.
And then someone on the social media police corrected us on that, too.
I want to give a shout-out to John. He works at Nestle. He says, I listen to you guys every day and love that you're doing a weight loss challenge. And I'm not going to spoil the rest of it, but he said, basically, I have some stuff I want to donate to contestants if they want them. Contact me. So I'm going to reach out and we'll figure out what he's got and if we can work that in. But John at Nestle, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
No doubt. That's huge. And that's what we're talking about. We're trying to help you people out and do it in a fun and energetic way so that everybody can make 2018 a great year. Speaking of that, great show today as we continue to roll on. We got a half hour to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get our ducks in a row and we're going to finish strong in the last half hour right here on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the final half hour of the big show before we turn it over to the Blitz. It is the usual suspects, so that means Nick, Barry, Joel, all present and accounted for. So you grammatical heroes cannot correct me for saying Nick, Barry, and me. We're all here. And I wanted to get to this before we get too much further because I teased this. But this is a crazy story. Now, I guess you're not a basketball junkie. I don't blame you for not getting this. But the NBA started this year with these two-way contracts. And what that really means is that you have to spend a majority of your season in the G League, but you have a maximum number of like 45 days you can spend in the NBA. And once those 45 days are up, you either have to sign them to a full-blown NBA contract or you have to let them go. That was the case for Jameel Wilson, who had a big role when the Clippers came in here and beat the Rockets a couple weeks ago. He had maxed out his time with the big club, with the Clippers. So the Clippers had to let him go, hope no one claimed him, and then they were going to sign him to a 10-day contract. Well, the Lakers in the same city said, hey, we like the way this kid plays, and word got out that they were going to sign him. They reneged on the deal Wednesday after TMZ reported that a woman had filed a lawsuit in L.A. County Superior Court alleging that she contracted a sexually transmitted disease from Wilson while dating him. According to the report, the woman alleges Wilson knew he had the STD when they engaged in unprotected sex, and he didn't share the information with her. Now, the Lakers haven't ruled out the possibility of a deal with Wilson in the future, but for the time being, they, unlike Wilson, pulled out. It was there, so I capitalized on it. Now, Steve McCaskill, who is Wilson's lawyer, said Jameel has been irreparably harmed by the recent accusation, which has now resulted in damage to his NBA career. We will not tolerate these false accusations, but will pursue all legal remedies with the full force of the law.
Hey, if I'm the Clippers, I'm just saying, look, it ain't my fault that these rumors popped up. I got to protect myself. And if they're
Clippers or Lakers,
the Lakers, my bad. And if they're not, true, then you know,
yeah,
you'll get back. We'll reinstall everything, and everything will be good.
We don't make the news. I mean, we make the news because of LeVar Ball, but we don't make up the news. If there's a false report out there, that's not...
It's a bad look because of everything else that's going on, too.
Yeah.
You just don't know, and then I'm sure they're thinking, well, if this is the case now, if she's scorned and upset, are we going to hear later that there were further accusations or further misconduct? And they're just trying to stay clear of the fray.
Yeah, but...
I mean, look, the thing is, he passed through this.
Usher got right... He passed right through that when he got accused.
Usher did?
Yeah, he
did
got
Nelly?
Accused. No, Usher... I missed. Is that a joke?
No, I think Nelly was up. Nelly had some accusations too.
No, Usher was the one that got accused by by a female saying that she contracted the STD from him, and he didn't share that information.
There were multiples, right?
For females? Usher, I all I knew was one for Usher.
I thought there were multiples,
but yeah, but it's happening. It does happen.
Well,
a
but
lot
here's
now.
The thing: from a Lakers perspective, I mean, the rumor mill we just got done talking about earlier in the show, but the rumor mill is what it is, and people are going to throw out there whatever they want to throw out there. But from a Lakers perspective, there were no promises made. This was not like taking the Tennessee job, Greg Schiano, and then all of a sudden getting them to pull, but you had signed documents. This was just, hey, the rumor mill stated that the Lakers were going to sign Wilson to a contract, and they just decided to change their mind.
And isn't the idea of the two-way contracts, Joel, is that they're not? There's very little commitment in that, very little faith in that. The idea is that you're still trying to prove yourself. Isn't that
no,
the whole
it's a
idea,
way
though?
For a guy to have a guaranteed income and to know that he's safe for the year and the rights are with the big club.
But
you can get experience both
income,
ways,
though.
Right? But the big thing is, which is a problem, which they're going to have to investigate, is if a guy is good, like in Wilson's case, right? Or in, what's the, Weber, Briante Weber for the Rockets.
Right.
Because of a position of need with Harden going out, he's getting to the point where he's going to be up on days he can stay in the NBA too. So you're actually punished for either playing well or being in the right spot at the right time, where they either now are going to be forced to have to sign him after those 45 days are up or risk losing him to another team who really basically goes, hey, we didn't have to do anything. We didn't even have our scouting department to know this guy can play. We're just going to sign him.
You know, the only thing that I worry of is you don't want to make decisions based on rumor and innuendo that floats around.
True.
That's a bad way to run a basketball team because, again, there's a lot of people out there that say a lot of things.
I think LeVar Ball should just run the Lakers then.
I think it's interesting.
But when you're writing the check, though,
well, what's
man?
Funny is that this would happen to the Lakers when you consider everything that's already happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of interesting, but.
But yeah, I mean, you feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I don't know, man. I mean, if TMZ doesn't run the story, the guy's probably going to sign with the Lakers. It's going to get done, right?
Yeah. I mean, if they didn't run it, though, somebody will. Somebody was going to run that.
You think?
Yep.
Yeah. Someone get their hands on it.
They paid
sure.
more than the LA Times. Yeah. What does NASCAR Johnny want? Let's go to that call.
Oh, I was going to the other one, but okay.
Oh, NASCAR Johnny wants
What's up,
to
NASCAR Johnny?
Give a shout out for Joel.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks again, Joel, for the recommendation on American Wheel and Tire. I just picked up my truck. It did a great job. And you're right when you said they were good people. I was going to try and get bigger tires. And the guy's like, dude, your wheels are still good. I mean, your tires are still good, man. You can wait another 6 months. So. I was going to say, thanks for the recommendation. Keep up the good work, guys.
Badass.
Thank you, Johnny.
We like to hear that.
We love to hear that. That's good stuff because they are good people. American Wheel and Tire do great business, and I've been going to them for years, so I'm glad they got on board with the show because regardless of whether they sponsored the show or not, I'd still be going to them. Mike, Gust, and Tammy do a great job.
Cool.
That's awesome. Adam wants to get in here. I'm not sure what this is all about.
Life hacks.
Yeah, Adam, what's up?
Adam.
Yesterday with some life hacks, I just wanted to contribute one. Okay. So last week I stopped at Sonic, and they gave me, on the receipt, they told me if I do their survey, I'll get a free Route 44 drink. So I went back the next day after doing the survey, and it gives you a code to give the attendant. And they used to tell them when you order the drink that it's for free with your coupon. And I guess they're supposed to check the ticket number, but they never have. So I just get a free drink every day.
So, Adam, you've basically just you've been sucking on the Sonic teat for how long now? A couple weeks?
No, it's about eight of them. I had about eight Route 44 drinks for free from one survey. So
there you go.
And they still just never asked for the confirmation number. So
you just tell them you have it. Know? They bring it to you, you leave.
Yeah, that's
now,
it.
Now, Adam, my question for you. as a fine, upstanding citizen is, do you tip at Sonic? Are you a tipper? Do you give them money for bringing you your drink?
I will change. Usually, like, if it's like $4.30, you know, I'll tell them to give me the $4. Like, somebody, the change is what I usually tip at Sonic.
All right, you're cheap, Adam. That's not nice.
Yeah, at least he was honest about it.
That's true, but that's just...
whatever, they don't deserve that
so
much
of a tip. So if it's $4.70, you give them a $5 and go, keep it. What? You don't throw in an extra dollar? Give her $6?
You tip on fast food?
At Sonic, I do.
Do you really?
They bring in you your food.
Because they roller skate it?
No, they just walk it out. My buddy Drew Ratajczyk used to manage a Sonic, and I think he told me that they do give you a bonus if you roller skate. You make more money.
Really?
If you're a true, like, car hop roller skating out there.
Bet you it's nominal.
Doing, something like, tiny. The crazy legs in the parking lot with a tray full of fries. Yeah, you get extra money. But, yeah, I always tip at Sonic. In fact, sometimes I won't go to Sonic if I don't have cash because I feel like an a-hole. I've got to pay with my credit card, and they don't give you a chance to tip that way. And then, you know, the nice young lady brings you your food, and you're like, hey, I'm sorry. All I have is these 3/4, 2 nickels, 7 pennies, and this ball of lint in my truck that I can give you. Yeah, no. I feel bad.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
Nick, not so much.
No?
But Nick would just parade the fast food in front of us.
Okay. Whoever texted, you figure Magic Johnson would understand the whole STD thing is completely out of line.
Oh, man.
Completely and utterly out of line. I will not tolerate that. I will not stand for it. That's pretty funny. I saw you posted this link. You've got my attention, sir.
Okay.
There's going to be flavored Diet Coke.
I got that just for you. I saw that story this morning.
I'm so pumped about this. There's going to be ginger lime, feisty cherry. I don't know about zesty blood orange.
Oh, boy.
And twisted mango. I'm down. I'll try these.
In a day. The flavors.
Yeah, I'll go through all those pretty quickly.
Yeah, I saw that, and we were just talking about how much caffeine you take in a day, and it's like, bam.
They're trying to appeal to a younger crowd, so there's going to be flavored Diet Coke. I'm definitely in on that. I don't know about the ginger lime, but I'm guessing that'll taste like, you know, not as bad as the zesty blood orange. Are you like a cherry Coke? Do you drink cherry Coke?
I don't drink soda anymore.
Oh, that's true.
But at the same time, I was saying to Lisa the other day, and again, you can stereotype me because I'm from Wisconsin and we...
Well, that won't be the only reason I stereotype
you. Right, but if you go, even when we went to like bowling alleys and stuff, I was cherry Coke guy before they even made cherry Coke in a can. You just ask them to add the grenadine to the Coke. I've always been a big cherry Coke
guy.
Yeah.
The grenadine.
Grenadine.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the cherry flavor to the Coke, yep.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of it, but if it's there and that's all you got, I'll consume some cherry Coke, cherry Dr. Pepper.
See, but that's the other thing. People confuse cherry Coke and Dr. Pepper. Different.
Oh, we got someone who's employed at Sonic. Should we take an hour before?
Yeah. Let's go. Right, we'll go real quick.
Q, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Love your show.
Thanks, man.
I'm not employed. My first job was at Sonic. I just wanted to share a quick story about the tips. So I started working at Sonic as a car hop, and they make you wear your skates every Friday night. Other than that, it's kind of like optional.
Okay.
So the first time I went out to give somebody some food, they were like, keep the change. And I was like, word? So I put it in my pocket. And for the first 3 weeks, I didn't know we were supposed to get tips. So at the end of every night, I'm sitting here sneaking out of work like, yeah, I got over on it, man. I got me some extra money. And then all of a sudden, somebody was like, hey, man, how much tips you get today? I was like, wait, you get tips too? Like, I thought I was a special person or something, man. So for 3 weeks, I thought I was stealing from Sonic, and then it made myself feel a little bit better, feeling everybody else got tips too.
Well, cute. Somebody texted and said that they have to split the tips, that everybody pulls it together and splits it. Is that true?
It wasn't like that. I worked at Sonic in 2001.
Q's like,
it wasn't like that back then.
Q's like, you ain't getting none of my damn
money.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm out here inline skating around this parking lot like... Like, it's the Olympics.
Have you ever tripped or fell down while you were on the skates, Q?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah, man. I tripped, man. I spilled food. And actually, after about 2 months of working there, it was nothing but high school kids. And we started actually, like, around 11 o'clock at night, it would get real slow there. So we'd race around the parking lot on our skates to tips. We'd do tips against each other. So we'd have, like, $5 races.
The roller
derby.
There's
one guy that played ice hockey that would kill us every time.
That is awesome.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, that's fun. Did you ever spill food inside a car? Because you know how sometimes you're supposed to set it on the window?
On somebody.
Oh, you did?
I spilled a drink on a girl on purpose because she was wearing a white shirt.
Did you?
Hey, Q. Who,
my man, Q.
If you strip and,
I love it.
Hey, if you trip and fall and you lose the food, is that on you or is that just on them to make some more?
It just depends what manager's there. So the managers, they, you know, if you're on skate, they kind of figure it's going to happen, you know. So they kind of let you go with it. But some managers were like buttholes and they'd be like, that's coming out your tip.
Yeah, that is awesome. Suck.
That is too funny. Yeah, I spilled a drink on a girl in a white shirt.
That's fantastic.
Q, appreciate the call, man.
Good stuff, man.
Oh, that's so funny.
You can't get that anywhere else. Our listeners are the best. With information and inside stories like that, fantastic. All right, we got one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspect. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. Man, time has flown by. And speaking of flying by, before time gets too far out in front of us or behind us, as the case may be, with 2018 just getting underway, we wanted to do something for the new year that for you, the listeners, would be beneficial, just like it's beneficial when you listen to us. So we have combined forces with Seaforce Water, and we're challenging you to lose some weight and get in shape and do it in a fun way. So if you want to be a part of our weight loss challenge, all you have to do to register is go to one of the official weigh-in locations, which includes the station right here, 5353 Alabama, right here in the Galleria. And we have some other locations, including the World's Gyms in Beaumont at the Oaks Shopping Centers. Also, 900 Love It in the Montrose area is our man Mo, who will be there to take care of you as well. But you just get registered, and then everything else we'll start getting your details on. So once you step on the scale, you're in. We've tossed in some incentives. We're going to have some great prizes for the people that lose, from a percentage standpoint, the most weight. We have a championship belt that Barry, Nick, and myself will vote on for who we're going to give to in terms of the people's champion. But you could also win one of those great sports tickers we promote that you can put in your man cave and get all the latest news and sports news on a ticker right there in your own home. We're going to do a healthy home makeover from Mo with Houston Family Nutrition and much more. Everyone who enters the challenge gets three free meals from Healthy Gourmet on the way. So there in itself is exactly why you should sign up and get involved. You get three free meals. No one else does that anywhere, fast food or otherwise. So to get all the details and the weigh-in locations, ESPN975.com.
Yeah, make sure you join the Facebook group. Just get on Facebook and search for The Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Hop on the Facebook group, hang out with fellow listeners. You guys can go do your thing. We're going to have some activities that you can participate with us in, like meeting at Memorial Park. I think it was Eric Resendez that said we should do some sort of like softball game or flag football.
Yep.
We'll figure some stuff out. We may have some fun.
We're not competitive, though, so it wouldn't be fun.
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm clotheslining someone. All
right, so back to real quick, I wanted to update. So we have a winner. It's officially been 24 hours. The final results of the poll for naming the camel that I'm going to be racing at January 19th at Sam Houston Race Park. Mm-hmm. The winner, Alexander Camelton.
Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is.
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
That's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. That's Alexander Camelton. So then Camelo Anthony came in second. Marlboro came in third. And Cam Jung L bringing up the rear at 20%. 240 people voted. Thank you all. We have a winner, Alexander Camelton. And I asked my wife to pick between St. Jude's and the Progeria Foundation, and she still hasn't decided yet. So I'll be able to figure that out. Hopefully tonight we'll get that all squared away.
Okay.
On the text line, I had to read this because somebody texted the show about the car hop thing.
Yep.
He said, I used to, well, I assume, oh yeah, I'm a guy. I used to car hop at Sonic and got robbed at gunpoint one time while I was on skates, which would freak me out. Wow. He said, just gave the guy my change holder, said that was all. And I had, and that was all I had, and he drove off. But also, I never got paid extra from Sonic for wearing my skates, but customers did tend to tip more.
That strikes me as a store-by-store policy. Like, it depends on which store
you're looking. Are people out here robbing car hops at Sonic, though?
Dude, if they're robbing houses in the middle of Hurricane Harvey, people don't have any scruples anymore, man.
That's messed up, man. Especially if you're on skates, too, because that just push you down.
This is completely off topic, but he reminded me because he said Harvey. But did you see the video of Harvey Weinstein getting slapped?
No.
It was hilarious, and he was drunk, and he was supposed to be next to his, like, alcohol coach or something. Like,
who slapped him?
This is recent?
Yeah, it's on TMZ. It was yesterday. It was published yesterday.
Was it a woman or a man?
I think it was a dude.
Really?
It was kind of a weak-ass slap, to be honest with you.
He just but slapped the fire funny. Out of him, huh? Oh, like,
how'd it go?
Like,
it was like two quick ones.
Oh, like back and forth?
It was like, yeah, I think it was.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Thank you. It wasn't the psh, psh, that we're used to?
No, not that. That's not the slap. I had a car hop at Sonic just take $5 and change one time without saying anything.
Oh, now that's the person you knocked
out. Now that's the one I would push down for sure.
Yes, for sure.
What is this?
Hey, let's get Taylor in here real quick. Taylor wants to talk about Chick-fil-A. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I had a life hack that was shut down by Chick-fil-A. So on some of the Chick-fil-A receipts, you could do the same thing, do the survey, and you get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. Well, if you would go up to the drive-thru and there'd be someone out there taking your order, you would tell them, I got a free sandwich. They would say, all right, show me the ticket, show it to them, then put anything, said, hey, give it to the person at the drive-thru. So pull around. Person never asked, just handing me my free sandwich, and I used the same ticket for about 15 sandwiches.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Wow. So basically, in my neighborhood, they're right by each other, so I would pull into Chick-fil-A, get my free sandwich, leave, go to Sonic, get my free Route 44 drink, and go home, and I just ate for free. This is awesome, Taylor. Thank you.
Absolutely, man.
This is
and
fantastic.
And after you pork out, you can sign up for the weight loss challenge and get 3 more meals free.
Yeah, that's true. For Healthy Gourmet. Yeah. That's right.
We're already making your 2018 cheaper.
Yeah, for sure. Somebody said, when's the last day to weigh in? That will be Monday. Close of business.
And it's a holiday, but we're working, so you can too.
That's right.
Work to do something to your weight.
Monday.
By the way, Le'Veon Bell has just put out a statement that says, if the Steelers franchise tag him again in 2018, he's prepared to sit out the entire year.
He's got the money to do it.
But you're walking away from a lot of extra money if you do.
Well, he will get paid, but...
But will you ever recoup that money? Do 15, say, and you don't play for the whole year, you're going to sign a big deal, but you know how the lifespan of a running back is not all that long.
That's a good point.
So...
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, so the tunes in the background let you know it's just run out of time for the show. We've had a great time. Hopefully you have too. And the fun doesn't stop here, because up until 7 o'clock, it's going to be Fred Jung, AJ, The Blitz. They're going to take you home. But we're going to be back again tomorrow for an FEF Friday to continue to do what we do and hopefully entertain you in the process. It's The Usual Suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Y'all have a great night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.